RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Hi, and welcome back. It's great to have you because we have another outstanding guest today. Dr. Alan Tillotson has returned, and he is a most unusual person because he's a master of three different herbal or complementary medical systems. And it's ones that are really not well known, and I've relied on him heavily. And his book called The One Earth Herbal Sourcebook has it all. For people who don't know what to do or where to go, this is a way to inform your doctor. So, Alan, welcome back. And can you tell us a little bit about how you learned about Ayurvedic, Chinese, and Western medicine?
Sure. Thanks for inviting me back. Well, this all started when I was much younger, when I was in my 20s, and I was traveling around the world, and I got really, really sick, believe it or not, in Afghanistan. I was basically traveling around the world after college, and got a really severe blood poisoning and dysentery, and ended up eventually, over a couple of months, getting up into Nepal, where an herbal doctor saved my life. Now, that guy's name was Dr. Mana, for short, and he was running an herbal medicine clinic that had been in continuous operation for over 750 years, getting close to 800 years now, because it was a while back, and they'd been doing herbal medicine there, father to son. He and his family were the physicians to the King of Nepal, and he basically saved my life using herbal medicine. So I went back again 2 years later and worked on a master's degree in basically in medical anthropology and studied their medical system. That was how I got involved in the first system called Ayurvedic medicine, which is the medical system of India and Nepal. So that's basically how I got started. Later on, not too much later, about 5 or 10 years later, I met my wife. Her name is Dr. Naixing Hu, former assistant professor of Chinese medicine at the very large medical center in China, the Chengdu College of Traditional Chinese Medicine, now a university. And from her, I learned Chinese medicine. And I also earned a PhD and learned Western medicine and naturopathic medicine. And eventually, around the time I finished my PhD thesis, I took that and expanded it into my book, The One Earth Herbal Sourcebook, that we're talking about today, based on the theme of integrating the world's herbal medicine systems and the world's medical systems for mutual benefit to everybody.
Well, first of all, you've been doing this clinically, so it's not just you've learned the functional names of plants and you know how people like to use them. You use them and you've learned the way they do because it's not using blood tests all the time or MRIs. What kind of clinical signs and symptoms do you employ?
Well, I opened up my clinic in 1984, actually, eventually 86. Myself and my wife, Naixing, and we're both licensed in Oriental medicine in the state of Delaware, and we began seeing patients. So over the years, we've seen thousands and thousands of patients. People come in to see us basically we're kind of a place of last resort. Oftentimes, people have been to many other doctors, and they can't seem to find results, and they come to us looking for help in solving unusual or difficult problems. So we do analysis. We find out what the underlying conditions are, and that analysis involves both Chinese, Ayurvedic, and also Western analysis until we figure out the underlying causes. We work on the underlying causes and use natural medicine solutions to heal, nourish, detoxify, and help to even regenerate the tissues that are having problems. That includes the eyes, the stomach, the digestion, the liver, the skin, many, many different problems that we deal with here at our clinic.
Well, the reason this is so important to me is that the eyes do not exist in the stratosphere. They're connected to the rest of the body. And that some of the remedies for these eyes are due to your gut, your heart, your lungs, your liver, your kidneys. And you seem to find them out by listening to people, taking careful histories, looking at the multiple pulses, looking at the tongue. And trial and error, if I may say, by using multiple herbs and then changing them as the person sort of mutates. Would you agree?
Okay, I hope they don't mutate too far. But generally speaking, if somebody comes in to see us with, an eye problem, we're going to not just check their eyes like a normal ophthalmologist, unlike yourself, would do, but we're going to look at their appetite, their digestion, their bowel movements, their liver function, their circulation, their absorption, and their history to find out if there's anything going on there that could contribute. So, for example, someone with an eye problem, if they're not absorbing nutrients through proper digestion, or if there's some kind of an inflammation that's in their liver, or an inflammation or an immune system condition that's going on in another part of their body, or there's problems with microcirculation to the back of the eyes, or macrocirculation, or they're maybe subclinically low thyroid, their thyroid's low but it doesn't show up on their doctor's TSH test, then we have to treat those things first before we can begin to restore nutrition and health to the eye. So we do that all the time. That's basically what we do here, and it does require a bit of complex thinking. I compare it to something like three-dimensional chess on Star Trek is the kind of analysis we have to do sometimes because we're drawing from different places. You have to know a particular medicine from Nepal that could be really, really good for chronic inflammation caused by unusual conditions such as spider bites or Lyme disease, and combine that with Chinese medicine about inflammation, but also know Western ophthalmology and know how the eye functions and the eye works. So when you combine those things together, you come up with solutions that sometimes can be fairly profound for some people, yeah.
Well, I think most people know about mind-body and the harmony of nature. And a previous guest spoke about the phenomenal work with stem cells. But you have to realize, besides the intense scientific technical things that help people's bodies, are the underlying basic undercurrents that also help, because the psychology and the feeling of good humor and even the placebo effect are so important. And I think that the yin and yang of what you do, because you may not have discussed it, that you have different things that encourage and other things that inhibit herbs.
Yeah, I mean, there are a number of herbs called wound healing herbs that are used in Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine in particular, that stimulate rapid healing. So there's no doubt that stem cells are involved in that process. Because you have a reserve of stem cells, as you get older, that reserve becomes less active or becomes more depleted. And then sometimes when you use the correct herbal medicine, it will actually stimulate some of the regrowth in the tissue. So yeah, we've done a lot of work in that field as well.
How can people contact you?
Well, they can call me at my clinic, which is in Delaware, area code 302-994-0565. That's 302-994-0565. And you can also, if you want to become a patient, you can do that. I'll tell you how to do that. But you can also get a copy of my book if you're interested that we're talking about here, which has a lot of my experiences, and it's basically about a 500-page text on all aspects of natural medicine from different parts of the world.
I have a copy of your book on the receptionist desk at one of our offices. It is so worn that I need to get a couple more, because people always come through as they're checking out saying, I never knew this, or how do I figure this out? And you have all these people come back with interesting responses and saying, I couldn't get better from my arthritis for 15 years, and I improved in a month and a half. So, Alan, you're absolutely amazing with what you do, and you have to keep on doing it. And thank you always for being available. And that is 302-994-0565. Me and my family, we all use you. We all need you. You're important to all of us. So stay well and stay healthy. This is Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. You can listen to this podcast or review any of the podcasts on the radio show list.